Hey, human, come here. Up here, you know, the angel girl flying around with a shining halo. You can't miss it even if you want to.
Hi. I noticed everyone is having fun all around, but you seem a little lost. What is it? Not much of a party person? Still getting used to being the only human in an all-monster school? Yeah, that makes sense. But come on, it's Halloween. This is like the biggest party in the year for us. I know you're not a monster, but you're one of us now, so you should be having fun too. Of course it is. I don't know which human had the idea of this thing, but I'm wanting their autograph. Like a whole holiday dedicated to monsters. 10 out of 10. And the best part? It's the only time of the year where we can dress up as other monsters without looking like weirdos.
That basically means it's the only time of year she has an excuse to dress up as a devil. And I'm sorry for my friend's bad manners, human. Sometimes she gets so excited that she forgets to introduce herself. I'm Nyla. And this angel brat here is Ariel.
Hey, that's not... Okay, maybe it's a little bit true.
To be honest, I think this look fits you way more than the normal one.
I don't know why you would say something like that about a pure, innocent angel like me.
Pure? Oh dear, that was a good one. Aren't you the one that says purity is for holy water, not for people?
Come on, don't blow my cover. And it's not like you're any better walking around in this slutty witch costume. Like, look at this fucking cleavage.
What can I do? I like how this outfit makes the guys all thirsty.
And girls too. I mean, I didn't say anything. So human, I know a way to help you have fun. It's like an offer you can not refuse. Do you want to?
What she means is, can we talk a bit more in private, human? Right, Ariel?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get going then. We can talk by the dorms, since almost everyone is at the party. All right. I think here is good.
So, human, you wanna fuck some monster girls?
That's so you. About as subtle as a brick through a window.
Well, it worked, didn't it? I mean, I've never seen someone say yes so quickly. I'm sure the four of us will have a lot of fun.
I guess I'll have to give you that one. And yes, human. This is something Ariel and I have been doing for a while now. She finds a suitable candidate, and let's just say we make Halloween night very special for him together.
And for us, of course.
But this year, another friend of ours has asked if she could join in. I could never say no to someone so cute. She's very shy, though. And it's her first time doing something like this, so please be patient with her. All right?
Come on, Kai. You can't hide inside this jar all day. At least say hello to our new human friend.
Oh. Hi.
You also need to leave the jar and go back to your humanoid form, please. You're not going to get a lot of attention from guys as a blue, slimy puddle, you know.
I don't know. I.
You are too straightforward sometimes, Ariel. Kai, sweetheart, it's fine. I know people can be a little scary for you, but I'm here to take care of you. And make sure that you have a good time, okay? This human seems to be a very nice man. I'm sure he'll be very understanding with you, too.
Thank you for saying this. And, you're right. I should probably stop hiding. Just give me a second.
Oh. I like the vampire fangs and slime cape. Nice touch.
Thanks.
Can we go now? The human's getting a boner already, and we haven't even started yet. I guess he's getting all worked up, just imagining what we'll be doing to him. How naughty. Well, and your costume isn't leaving a lot to the imagination either, Nyla. He can't take his eyes off of your tits.
Aww, he got all blushy now. How cute.
Don't worry, sugar. When we're done with you, you won't even remember how embarrassment feels like.
Come on now, human. Let's go to our room. Just sit back on the couch. Relax and make yourself comfortable. All the rest is on us.
And I'm sure you'll love all the rest. Wow, human. Just look at this. You might be the best Halloween treat we have ever got. So hard and yummy. And it's throbbing already. Fuck. I'm so glad I chose you.
Ariel? What are you doing?
Sucking his cock? What does it look like I'm doing?
You are a thirsty little fucker, aren't you?
Do I really need to answer that?
No, you don't. But can you at least wait until I finish the preparations?
All right, Miss Buzzkill. Do your thing.
I prepared some spells to enhance the experience. Let's say it like that. First, let's add a little silence spell on the walls, just to be sure.
The RA wanted to rip our heads off the last time.
Second, I'll do a little thing for you, human. This is a spell I created myself for this occasion. It will boost your stamina and make you produce semen faster. Believe me. You'll need it. And last, let's say this one is a little surprise from me.
Sphinxes, always trying to be mysterious.
Shall we begin for real now? I think we could start by licking him together.
Now we're talking. Come on, human. Take the rest of your clothes off so we can have a better look at you.
Kai, aren't you going to join us?
I'll just watch for now, okay?
Of course, sweetie. Take your time.
But I've already taken way too much time. So...
to admit, I have a very good eye for this. You were right about the new human guy looking delicious.
Told ya. Damn, I could have his cock in my mouth all fucking day.
Good thing you know how to share.
Of course. What is a good meal without good people to share it with? Kai, Are you sure you don't want to get a taste?
I do, but...
I'm gonna check her out, okay?
That means I've got him all to myself. How tragic.
Kai, come here. No, don't look down. Look at me. Straight in the eyes.
Yes?
Are you sure you want to be here? You don't need to do this if you don't want to, sweetheart. I would never want you to feel pressured just because we're doing it.
No, no, it's not that, Nyla. I do want to be here. I asked you to come because I want to open myself up more and learn to have fun like you two do. But I always freeze up completely, every single time. Sorry for being such a weirdo.
No, no, no. No apologizing. I need you to answer one last thing now. Do you trust me? Do you trust me to do what I think will help you most?
Of course I trust you.
Good. That's all I needed to hear.
Huh? What do you...
Come on, Kai. When I did this to you in the corridor the other day after class, you said you loved it.
Yeah. You're not wrong, but...
No more buts.
It was dark and no one was there. There's people watching us here.
Even better. The human's gonna get all worked up for you.
Fuck. Why do all the good things happen when I'm distracted? Okay, human. How about we watch it together? Two hot monster babes making out. That's not something one can miss, is it?
You have such a soft, wet body. I love every bit of it. But why aren't you touching me too? You can't deceive a sphinx, baby. I know you want it. I know you want to melt my clothes and put those slimy little hands all over me. Say it. Don't be coy, my sweet little thing. Tell me how much you want me.
I want you, Nyla. I want you so bad.
You're such a good girl. And all good girls deserve to be rewarded. It's so wet down here. And I bet it's not just because you're slimy.
God. I love it when her dummy sides start showing. Human, I want to play with myself so bad right now. But I have an even better idea. Why touch myself when I have such a hard, juicy thing to play with right here? I have the best deal for you, sugar. It goes kind of like this. I get a very special seat to watch this little show. And when you eventually get so worked up, you want to burst, you can come inside a tight little angel pussy. See? It's a win-win situation. You like that idea, huh? Who would have guessed? But please, keep paying attention to them. Pretend I am not even here. I'm just the little fuck toy who's gonna get all of your cum. Now, just let me pull my dress up and pull these soaked little panties to the side and...
You love it when I do this, don't you? What a naughty little slime you are.
I do. I love being touched by you.
Oh my. Was that a naughty word you just said? You bad girl.
I'm getting so close.
Human. Your cock feels so good. I don't know if I'll be able to hold myself back much longer.
Remember the little surprise spell I had? That one was on my lips. And now, you kissed me. No matter how close you get, you won't be able to come.
But why would you do that? That's so cruel.
There is only one way to break the spell, of course. You need to get some human to come inside of your body. How you're gonna get it is up to you. It's all with your best interests in mind, my cute little thing. Believe me.
Yourself back anymore, huh? Oh, you came so much inside of me. It seems that seeing the poor little slime getting teased like this was just too much for you. What a little sadist you are. Oh, yes. I'm gonna come too. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Fuck what I said earlier. Just grab my hips and fuck me. Yes. 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 Fuck. Oh, good. Yes. Don't worry, though, with this brown Milo costing you, you're gonna be hard like this until there's no energy left in your body. The last guy passed out after the fifth time. Let's see how much you lost.
Don't you think it's time to switch it up, Ariel? You got too much attention from our little treat already.
All right. He's all yours. It's my turn to take care of our little slime girl right now.
Be gentle with her, okay?
Come on. What kind of monster do you think I am? You know what I mean.
What are you going to do?
Don't worry, Kai. I know you think I'm a little crazy, but trust me, I know how to treat a lady very well. Although, Lila and I, let's just say we have very different methods.
What do you mean?
Well, she's all touchy-feely, like putting her hands all over you and using her fingers a lot. It's not that I don't like that, but let's just say I prefer using my mouth.
Oh no. Oh.
Oh yes. So good. Like, really good. No, wait a minute. Why do you taste like strawberries?
I can switch the flavor of my body too. I thought if someone tasted me tonight, they would like that. Please, 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 please. Oh.
Please, please. Damn. You are so fucking adorable, Kai. I almost feel bad for doing this to you. Almost.
I guess we didn't get a lot of time to get to know each other, did we? Unfortunate. But let's say I'm not in the mood to do a lot of talking right now. So I'll just leave you with a riddle. What is that which pounces like a lion, flexes like a bird, and wants to be fucked like a dog? Ooh, a sphinx. How smart you are, human. Now bend me over and fuck me before I make you.
Harder.
Oh, come on, human. Show me what you're made of. Slam your hips against my ass. Pound me. Fuck me until I scream for you.
Yeah. Keep looking at him, you curious little slime. Don't you want to be fucked like that too?
But please, please let me come. Your tongue feels so good. I need to.
I know I'm really good at this, but flattery isn't gonna take you anywhere, cutie. If you want it so bad, you'll have to jump on the human's lap and beg him to fuck you.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, keep pounding me. Oh, just like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And my tits, too. I know you've been wanting this the whole fucking night. Starting to regret casting that spell on you. Look at the fucking monster I've created.
Yes, yes.
You're gonna make me come. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me and come with me, human. Yes. Fill me up just like you did with her. Yes. Oh, yes. Come inside me now. That was fucking good.
Wow, Nyla. Where did all that lady-like composure go?
I was gonna lecture you again, you little brat. But you're lucky I'm too tired for it.
See? You should give me a little bit more credit. I'm not just a shameless pervert. I'm a professional, shameless pert. Wait, where's Kai? I'm sure she was right here. I mean, I literally had my head between her legs.
Human? Human, I need you to fuck me. I beg you. I'll be a good girl. I'll do whatever you ask. I can be whatever you want to. Do you like a small girl you can hold between your hands while your cock barely fits inside her? Or do you like a thick girl with huge tits that can almost smother you? I can change my body to be the girl of your dreams. Just please. Use me. Give me all of your cum. I can't handle this anymore.
Wow. Do you think we might have teased her a little too much?
Oh, I think we teased her just the right amount.
Fuck. Finally, fuck. Oh, this feels so good. This feels so good. Yes. Yes, touch my body, human. Touch me. I shaped it just like you wanted and made it all warm and slippery just for you. Do whatever you want to me. Fuck me. Fuck me. I'll stop bouncing on you harder. I can't stop. I can't stop. I need more.
This is our girl.
Right? I'm so proud.
And you two, do you think you can tease me like that the entire fucking night and get away with it?
Hey, what's with all the tentacles?
Don't mind them, human. They're my little toys. But you're the main dish. So just keep pounding this hard cock inside me. I have an idea. Do you want to watch me fuck them, human? No, you don't need to answer. Your look already says everything.
Oh my god, Kai. I know shy girls often have a naughty side. What the...
You always talk too much, Ariel.
I've waited so long for you to get out of your shell, but this is even better than I expected. Totally worth it.
Human, I need you to fill me up so I can finally break this stupid spell and come all over your lap.
King of me.
Do you want to go faster? Harder? I said before, use my body to make yourself.
Yes.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck me hard. Fuck me until you want to blow all your load inside me. Are you close, human?
I know. No, you're trying to go. Come on.
I want to come inside me. Too excited, though. Girls?
I think I might need a nap now. Still, totally worth it.
Oh, Ariel? Oh. Human? Oh, dear. You look like you'll pass out at any moment, too. Do you mind if I lie down here, close to you? Thank you for coming with us tonight.